Lookouts were hardly needed to warn of the approach of the King of Kings. The horizon to the north was lost behind a haze of dust. Ever thicker it grew. And then the earth itself, trampled beneath thousands upon thousands of kicking feet, began to tremble. For the defenders of Thermopylae, gazing in horror across the bay, the spectacle of the great king's hordes was of an order beyond their darkest imaginings. Panic began to grip the tiny army. All except the Spartans, that is. And Leonidas ordered his bodyguard to hold a position beyond the wall. Soon enough, clattering up through the west gate, there came a Persian outrider. None of the 300 looked up. Some combed their long hair, as was the Spartan habit when preparing to face death. Others, their naked bodies slippery with oil, ran or grappled with one another, not strenuously, however, for on campaign, the exercising required of the Spartans was always less demanding than normal, so that for them, uniquely, war represented a relaxation of military training. The Persian scout, having surveyed this scene in astonishment, then wheeled round and galloped away. Later in the day, a formal embassy from Xerxes approached the hot gates. Leonidas was informed of the great king's terms. The defenders, if they lay down their arms, might have a free passage back to their homes. The title Friends of the Persian People would be granted them, and on all the Greeks who accepted his friendship, King Xerxes would settle more lands and of better quality than any they currently possessed. The resolution of Leonidas, commander-in-chief and Spartan king, was sufficient. The allies would stay where they were. The pass would be held. When the great king's embassy demanded that the Greeks hand over their arms, Leonidas's defiance was aptly laconic. Molon labe! Come and get them!